Okay, so we're holding on the Gemara in Kufa Mabez, Rashbag, Oimer. Rashbag in the Mishnah said that if there was a Shuma Dayanim, the Dayanim evaluated or estimated the price of something, so even if they messed up radically, we have to assume Makarich Besin Yofa. If we undo their estimation and evaluation, it's going to remove the power of Beis Din, and therefore the Mecher is Kayim, even if they grossly over or undervalue. Says the Gemara, Ba'adkame, how much are they allowed to mess up in order for the Mecher to Adayim be Kayim? So Rabbuna Bar Yehuda, Amar Rav Sheshes Ad Palga. As long as they didn't mess up more than a half, as long as they didn't mess up more than a half, they didn't overvalue or undervalue the piece of property, double or half value, then it's V'Kayim. Tananoch, Amar Shabag, Beis Din Shemach, Shav, Masayim, B'Maneh. The field was really worth 200, and they sold it for 1. Oshav b'manav b'masayim machron kayim. So Amar Amir Mishmei Rav Yosi. Beis Din Shemach b'loy achroza nase k'mishutov b'dvar Mishnah. If Beis Din sold a piece of property without announcing it in advance that they were selling it, then it's as if they made a mistake in the dvar Mishnah. Now we know tov b'dvar Mishnah is chayzer. It undoes the psak basin, undoes the mechira. So if they did not announce before the sale that they were selling such a thing, it would undo the mechira. Frek the Gemara, nasu vadaito. What are you telling me that it's as if they made a mistake in the Devar Mishnah? They absolutely made a mistake in the Devar Mishnah. This non, the Mishnah says, black on white, beferish, shuma yisayimim shleishim yoyim, shuma hekdesh shishim yoyim. That when Beis Din evaluates the property of the Yisoyim in order to sell it, they need to announce that they are selling it for 30 days in the morning and in the evening. Similar, if they're selling something from Hektish, they need to announce it for 60 days. So we see it's Beferish Mishnah that they need to make this announcement. So why are you telling me it's as if they made a mistake in the Devar Mishnah? They didn't make a cross, they absolutely made a mistake in the Devar Mishnah. Says the Gemara, if we would have learned that from that mission, Erchin, Havimina Hanimin Shliach, about Beis Din Lo, Kemash Malon, if we would learn that mission, that would only apply to if a Shliach was selling on behalf of the Yisoyim, or a Shliach was selling it on behalf of Hektish, but if Beis Din themselves were doing the, making the sale, I would have said they don't need a Hachraza, Kemash Malon, they do. If they sell it for however much it is worth, the mecher is valid. That's our mission. Says the Gemara, what's the case? My love, do achrits. Isn't that dealing with the rimek achraz? And nonetheless, the mechira is valid as long as they sold it for the proper amount. Says the Gemara, bidach, they did announce. They made the announcement. Frak the Gemara. Oh, me the safe of bidachris. Reisha. Oh, me the safe of bidachris. Have a reisha with the leachris. Didn't the end of the Mishnah tell us that if they made an announcement, if they made an announcement, then the mechira is valid. It's implying that in the Reisha, when Beis Din was selling it, they made a mistake. They didn't make an announcement. So we see that the safe was ba'achris. The Reisha must be below achris. So even though they didn't make the announcement, the mechira is still valid. Why is it not told with Dvar Mishnah? Says the Gemara, the Reisha is dealing with the Edimic announcement. And it's not a Kasha, meaning that one Mishnah says they need to make an announcement, one says they don't need to make an announcement. Not a Kasha. When it's something that needs a Hacharaza and they don't make the Hacharaza, that's toast with Dvar Mishnah and the Mechir is undone. When it is something that does not necessitate a hachraza, so that's our Mishnah, as long as they didn't mess up in the evaluation, that didn't grossly mess up in the evaluation, the mechira is going to be valid. Ve'elu ein dvarim she'ein machriz aleihem. What are the things that they don't have to make machriz about? Avodim v'ametatlin v'ashtaris. If they're selling avodim v'metatlin v'ashtaris, why? Avodim taimamai shemish mevivorch. That if the avodim hear that they're being sold, then they're going to run away. They might run away. They're not interested in being sold, so they'll run away. Metatlin v'shtaris. And if people start making announcements that the basin starts making announcements, we're selling these metatlin, we're selling v'shtaris, come and look what we're selling. Everyone come and look. We're about to sell this. What's going to happen? Shema yignibu, they'll be sold. As Rashi says, everyone who comes to gather around to see what is being sold, someone will slip a shtar in his pocket and run away with it. So in order to prevent robberies, therefore, when it comes to Mishatel and Shtaras in Avodim, we don't make the announcement. Therefore, that's what our mission is saying, that as long as it's sold for its appropriate value, it's valid sale. The mission Erchin is saying for the things that necessitate a Hachraza, you must announce for 30 days or 60 days. That is one explanation. Another way to be miyash of the kash, let's steer in the Mishnah. What is referring to the time where they make a hachraza? And what mission is referring to the time where they didn't make a hachraza? As the Gemara explains, the chargo lemizoyne ulukfura mizan lo hachraza. So that if we are selling Yisoyimim's property in order to pay the chargo, means the head tax necessary to pay the malchus, the government, or mizoynes, you're selling the assignment to pay for the mizoynes of the wife, their mother, wife, or for kvura, to bury the dead father. All of these, you need to get, the sale has to be done immediately. The woman's going to sit there for 30 days without any food. The dead man is going to sit there for 30 days without being buried. Those have to be sold right away. So those three cases we do below Yachroza. However, when any other reason we're selling the assignment's property to pay off any loans, those you would necessitate Yachroza. Not time, not what it's being sold for, but rather the place. The place. What does that mean? Damar Rav Nachman. They never made a igeres bichares. They never made a hachraza in Nahar Doi. Sover mishum shuma. We thought the reason was that they didn't make it because everyone went to the shuk in Nahar Doi to go buy things that were being sold from these. So everyone was mekim. Everyone knew what the price was. They didn't have to make a hachraza. The reason they didn't make a hachraza in Nahar Doi is because it's not that people were bekiyim and they knew exactly how much to pay and no one overvalued, no one undervalued. No. The reason they didn't make a hachraza in Nahar Doi because people in Nahar Doi were cheap and they would all go and run to buy the things that were being sold on a short sale, things that were being sold cheap. So in order to prevent people from rushing to the markets to quickly buy the property that's being sold cheap, they didn't announce what was being sold cheap, and the buyer had to be wary and wise to know what was being sold for market value and what was being sold as a short sale from basement. Says review the metatlin of the Yisoyimim. You evaluate them and sell them immediately, right away. You don't sell them immediately. You wait for the Yom HaShuk. Says the Gemara B'lai Pliga. No, one is they're not arguing. It's referring to when was the Yom HaShuk. Was it coming quickly, soon? Then you would wait for the Yom HaShuk. However, if the Yom HaShuk was not for a while, and you were worried that the metatlin were going to rot, guy, the father died with a bundle of apples. If they're not sold in the next couple of days, then he's worried about worms and rotting. So then you sell them lay out there even before the Yom HaShuk. Rav Kahana Ava Biyodei Shichra Dera B'Shashia Bar Chilka. Rav Kahana inherited or he had in his hand this the beer from Rav Shash Bar Chilka. Yisoyma Shohoy Shisoyma. Shehi Ad Rigla. He waited to sell it until close to the regular. So holiday season. Omar, Rabbi of the Novel Bay, it sits up. It says, even though it's starting to turn into vinegar, he waited until the holiday season. Why? He said, Maisi, Zuza Harifa. He said he wants people to bring Zuza Harifa. Money that is hot. What does it mean? It's sold easily. In other words, when it's cash, everyone wants cash. It's easy to use. So it's called Zuza Harifa. So he said he waited till the regal in order to get, because he had a benefit of making sure he got Zuza Harifa, he got cash. Ravimina have a biode chamra de Ravina Zuti. Ravina had in his hand chamra. He saw my barachte, have a lidide nami chamra. And Isama, the son of his sister, also had chamra. Havakamasikle lesichra, and his sister's son wanted to bring the chamra to the place called sichra. Also, comes to Rav Ashi, so Ravina comes to Rav Ashi, amalei ma'ulam tui b'hadam. Comes to Rav Ashi, says, are they allowed to bring the chamra all the way to sichra to sell it over there? I thought they have to sell right away. What are they doing holding on to the chamra for so long? Amalei zil le'odav mididach. Get out of here. They're no better than you. You also have chamra in your possession that you didn't sell. So too your nephew has possession, something that he wants to bring to sichra and to sell it over there. He doesn't want to get rid of it right away. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah. Amimahenes means, like we all know, the father died and the daughter is married off by the mother. So it's only Kiddushim Midarabonin that she's allowed to get out of when she turns 12. She can protest. That's called Kiddushim Miyun. And when she protests at the age of 12, the Kiddushim is retroactively null and void. Hashnia is this a derabonon? Arayus mi derabonon. Va'ailan is, we all learned that in the first parak, a woman who never has simoni nairus. Ain lan ksuba v'le peyrus. They don't have the ksuba is null and void, the peyrus, they don't. Rashi has a pshat and peyrus. There's three pshat and peyrus. Rashi says one pshat and peyrus is that the husband gets the peyrus and in place of that she gets redeemed. So the husband doesn't get the bear, she doesn't get redeemed. That's the first pshat in Rashi, or the richus in Rashi. Or she doesn't, if he ate the payros, she doesn't get money back for the payros. Whatever it is. Lo mazonos, she doesn't get mazonos, she doesn't get fed. Lo blows, she doesn't get to keep her, the garments that are no longer usable, the shrouds, the shmatas, she doesn't get to keep. Imitchila nisa is the shame island is, but if they get married knowing that she was an island, she ate laksuba. Amar l'koyin gadol, grusha v'chalutza l'koyin hetya. Mamzah is in Israel. Yisrael. Bas Yisrael and Nosem l'mamzah, yesh l'in ksuba. So these cases, they do have a ksuba. These cases, there will be a ksuba. The Gemara is going to ask what the difference is. Rav, Tani Ketani Yoyte Beget. Ein lo ksuba. V'kosh kei ma'am ma'ines. Rav said, what happens if the woman got married and then she gets divorced? She's a katana that she hates to beget, that she gets divorced. Then is she the same as a mamanis or is she different? Is she the same din as a mamanis or is she different? So we know that a katana that marries herself, so or mice is like a mufu. She was just convinced to do it. She doesn't really have any say in the matter. So pitu katana oinesu. So katana yed would get ain lo ksuba. She doesn't get a ksuba, says Rav. And all the more so, Mema Enes doesn't get a ksuba. Mishmuel tana Mema Enes in the ksuba, but yed would get yesh ksuba. Shmuel says once you got to get, she keeps her ksuba. She gets her ksuba money. Vaz Shmuel tana Mema Enes Mema Enes in the ksuba, yed would get yesh ksuba. If she did miun, that she's not also for marrying the brothers of her quote-unquote ex-husband. Also, she's not considered an amana that can't marry a kohen. She's not considered a grusha that can't marry a kohen. Her marriage is null and void. A woman who did miun doesn't have to wait 3 months to getting remarried. Right, we normally we say that after a get, yoytzu beget, shrich lahamdim shlosha chodashim, has to wait 3 months. But miyum, we say the kedushin was retroactively null and void, so she doesn't have to wait 3 months. Mike Mashmalon, what's a chiddush? Tanina kulo memenes beish, whom was the b'kor beisav? Him was the b'kor beisav. But the pasuk in akuna, nasun leget, who was the b'kor beisav? He has the b'kor beisav. The pasuk in akuna, shrich lahamdim kibuch chodashim. So it's the same exact. It's a mamash of a favorite from Mishnah, a brisa like Shmuel. The Gemara is shrich le. We still need Shmuel to teach it. Later on, because we don't want it to be a machlokes tanoim, right? Shmuel is going to say it's not a machlokes tanoim. Rather, really, the halacha is there's a distinction between manners and the yetz get. What will be the tanoim? Rabbi Lozo Omer ain maas b'dan klum b'ain ba'ilo zaken mitziyasa b'maisa dev l'bavars nedura b'in yosho b'in metamelo klo shadavar ain oki ish lo chodavar. If she marries herself off, it's irrelevant. Ela shetricha miyu. If Yeshua Omer maas b'dan klum, no, they are valid. U'ba'ilo zaken mitziyasa b'maisa dev l'bavars nedura b'in yosho metamelo klo shadavar harei oki ish lo chodavar. If she marries herself off, then she's considered married. Ela shiyotim miyu. So everyone agrees she's yet to be me, and the shaila is she considered fully married or not? Is her action valid? So Lema Rav, who said that a ma'isik dan is nothing, and therefore miun get, it's all the same, it's nothing, it's meaningless. Lema Rav, that makar b'lozer, that ma'isik dan is nothing. B'shmul dam makar b'yeshua, that her ma'isik are valid, and therefore yet to be get, gets a ksuba. Says the Gemara, leave the Rebbe Lazar, according to Rebbe Lazar, that Eimai Skatana Klum, Gluy Amin Lepli. No, everyone agrees. Everyone agrees that Eimai Skatana Klum, everyone agrees. He pleaded, leave the Rebbe Yeshua. According to Rebbe Yeshua, that says her actions are valid, Shmuel Kerbe Yeshua, her actions are valid. Therefore, if she gets a get, she's Mamashal Girusha. Rab, I can look on Rebbe Yeshua, awesome that her actions are valid, Elamididoladida, that's only when she does something to him. She got married. She started the action. But if he's the one that took the initiative, like Suba or Tiknaik Suba, that are coming from him, then her actions are irrelevant. Her actions do not matter. And therefore, that's why if she gets a Suba, she is not Aser B'Koibo. Ad Kan.